My first question for you is, you've spent a lot of time in D.C. We're having issues with the renewable fuel standard. What's your sense of what's happening out there? Do you think we should be concerned about the state of the renewable fuel standard, or do you think this ethanol industry's got a good leg to stand on?
I think we should be concerned because we have too few people in Congress that understand the renewable fuels industry. And too many of them have just bought into the simple bumper sticker, illogical logic of food versus fuel. It's easy then. You can just say, well, I'm opposed to all subsidies. And then I ask them to define the subsidies for the petroleum industry, and they seem to come up with a blank. So we have a lot of education that we need to do. And I would ask all of our people that support renewable fuels, talk to your members of Congress. Go to Washington if you can. We've got to protect the renewable fuel standard. We've got to hang on to it. That's our battle line. We must hold it. If we don't, they will squeeze the renewable fuels industry out, and because the petroleum industry doesn't want that kind of competition. And so I just suggest that we need to do all we can to educate members of Congress, educate the public. I'll keep doing that, and I'm going to stand on the RFS. But this is an example today of what happens when you have an opportunity to have market access. Here's something, a 6% increase in the gallons of ethanol that comes out of a single bushel of corn, tripling, a 300% increase in corn oil coming out of it, and then also a higher quality protein product that is be more versatile and be utilized by the other livestock feeders, as well as today the DDGs are best used with cattle. So we need to keep making the argument, but the RFS is at risk because people go to Congress with an agenda to reduce or eliminate their competition. That's what we're up against, and that's a very powerful lobby.
Well, today in Galva, Iowa, Quad County Processors has announced a new cellulosic project. Let's talk the timing. Is this good timing for an announcement of this nature, considering what is going on in D.C.?
I think it is very good timing. It's excellent timing because, all along so far into this year, the Ways and Means Committee has been looking at revamping our tax schedule. They won't get that done in August, of course, and very unlikely to have it in September, but it gives us an opportunity to start the education process about this groundbreaking here in Galva, Iowa, and Quad County. So I think it's good timing, and we need to get that information in. If we come at the last minute, we don't have enough impact to change hearts and minds. It's going to take some work to get this done, and everybody's not going to stop and pay attention right away.